League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Simon Tucker, CEO of SRT Marine Systems. SRT is ticker there. Simon, thanks for joining me.
Good afternoon. Thanks for welcoming me.
Yeah, I think last time we spoke was on a good news, contractual news, and you've recently announced another one, a biggie, $180 million. And this is a marine domain awareness system, a contract signed. We'll talk about that and others potentially in the pipeline. Before we do, Simon, for people not familiar with SRT, just explain what you're about, please, if you could.
We develop and manufacture and deliver systems that give what's called maritime domain awareness. In layman's terms, maritime surveillance, so you can spot the bad guy, be that a people smuggler or a drug smuggler or an illegal fisherman, if you're a coast guard or a fishing authority, and then you can direct an asset to go and respond to that, so an asset being a helicopter or a plane or a boat. And we develop those systems. You've kind of seen them on James Bond, you know, the screens which sort of spot the bad guy. We're the reality of that. We deliver that technology and systems to coast guards all around the world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, explain your technology. You know, obviously, the coast around the world is massive. It's a massive market, you assume, in this kind of thing, illegal activity off coast. So what's the size of the market and why are you doing well in this market? What's different about your system?
Well, rather surprisingly, most countries have no maritime surveillance, including mostly the UK. If you contrast that to air traffic control, where there are only 38,000 commercial aircraft, that's a $9 billion a year market. In the marine market, there's almost nothing at the moment. And we, by luck, chanced to cross that about 8 years ago, and we've been developing a system ever since then, which enables a country sitting, let's say, in their capital city to have a full vision of their overall maritime domain and spot the bad guy. And what's different about our system is the proprietary analytics that are embedded in the system. Because you can imagine if you take a big country in Southeast Asia, they might have 200,000 boats at any given time milling around. And most of them are going about their business normally. And what you need to do is to be able to look at the behavior of that vessel or vessels in particular areas and determine whether they're doing something suspicious, they're doing something illegal, whether there is some appropriate action that is needed. And so sitting at the core of our product are these clever analytics we've developed over many years. And then we match that with visualization, and we've used gaming technology because as human beings, we're visual. And so you need to then visualize that, and therefore you can understand that and take appropriate action. Yeah. And that's what's about our system.
Yeah, and I suppose, is there a level of sort of artificial intelligence in that? Is it in that sort of data mining?
Yes, it's exactly that. So all these systems feed off huge amounts of data, which all come into our data center, which is typically installed in country because this is a national security system that these countries are buying. And then you have what we call dynamic analytics. And what that's doing is constantly learning from operator inputs, from outcomes of events, different environmental factors, and it's constantly learning to better identify what is a suspicious behavior and what is just normal behavior.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, well, let's talk about this contract, which I know followers of the company will not be surprised at, but you signed a $180 million marine domain awareness system with the National Coast Guard. Explain a bit more about this, if you could, Simon.
Okay, so it's the National Coast Guard of a country that has minimal maritime surveillance at the moment, but one of the world's largest and most complex marine domains. And they want to have knowledge about what's going on, so they know where to direct their limited resources whether they be boats or planes or helicopters. And this is the first step in them building up that capability. Those that have followed us and have listened to what we've said should not really be surprised that this has now been signed. We've been talking about it for just over 2 years in our pipeline. And therefore, you know, these opportunities that are in our pipeline are really sort of partnerships with the customer. So eventually they do pop out as a contract. And of course, we now have a pipeline of another £1 billion worth of forward business that we are expecting to close in the coming years. And so one should expect more of this to come.
Yeah. And of that billion, you know, I mean, how accurate can you be, you know, or how confident can you be of landing, you know, what percentage of that? Or do you have a finer core of a project you're more confident with?
Well, there's two words you use there, accurate and confident. Mm-hmm. So confident, we're very confident about landing those contracts. Mm-hmm. A lot of those are with existing customers. We have, you know, that pipeline isn't just the fact that somebody's called up and said they're interested. We are engaged in detailed discussions for those. And that pipeline will keep expanding. In terms of precision as to when they will land, these are governments. And I can't tell you with any surety, you know, is it going to happen next Tuesday or the week after or next month, exactly which contracts are going to land when. Unfortunately, all these governments have a process, a procurement process, which we follow. But I suppose plus or minus 6 months, we have a good idea nowadays as to when these things will land.
Yeah. And are sort of, you know, is, you say that many, you know, national coast guards don't have systems, but I assume that they're thinking about it, aren't they? Because it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a macro trend. It's going from analog to digital. You know, in the 70s, people didn't really think much about air traffic control, for example. It was all controlled by the military. And then somebody realized, well, it's mostly civilian aircraft. Similar is now happening in the marine domain. And so if you're a Coast Guard and you're operating, let's say, 20 boats on a 2 million square kilometer EEZ, actually what you want is the intelligence to know where to direct those boats. You don't want them going out on random patrols, burning $2,000-$3,000 an hour of fuel. And so the need is there. With SRT, we don't go out and sell our system. Our customers come to us. They've already made the decision to build those systems. They've had the political will, they've got the budgets, then it's a question of specifying the project. So pretty much every country that has a coastline over the coming decades will install some form of maritime surveillance and then continue to upgrade that and evolve that. It's not a one-shot deal.
Yeah. Okay, well, Simon, if you could give us three quick reasons then why someone listening to this who likes the sound of what you're doing but are not yet following the story, why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
The market wants what we've got. What we've got is proven with reference customers, and we have the team to deliver it, and it's proven.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Simon, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Very well. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.